אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר.
We're reading from Zohar for All, Bereshit, article Bereshit, Genesis, seven palaces of Abba ve'Ima of Bria, fifth palace, Chesed. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be aired during the lesson. Again, Zohar for All, Bereshit, Genesis, article seven palaces of Abba ve'Ima of Bria, fifth palace, Chesed. In our attitude to the work, we can see to what extent a person is willing to keep himself in working towards bestow or not. In an ordinary workplace, people work out of fear or because they like their craft. It could be a carpenter. He enjoys the work himself. He likes his job. He's able to fill up his time this way. He's a craftsman. It's not important. Maybe he's just doing some simple labor, simple things, but he likes it. He's in it. Or he might work out of fear that he has to make money, that maybe his landlord can throw him out of the apartment, etc. For us, in our factory, we relate to people not in such a way. We don't say exactly what each and every one has to do every hour. We don't demand after 1 month to know what exactly each one has done. We trust that a person would invest as much as he can and even more than what normally the landlord would demand in out of the workers. And by that, the person grows weaker. He is under his heavy ego, and gradually he sees that there is no officer, no policeman standing and watching him, an obligating force, and so one chooses to do things that he's not even aware that he's choosing to do things that are simply more convenient for him to engage in. And in such a way, he starts changing his plans. He doesn't test how much it's necessary for the dissemination, for the connection, for the advancement of our entire collective factory, but rather, bit by bit, he falls into the egoistical lines. And we can see that those things happen so much over time, and they get corrupted to the point where we have to let someone go. He's no longer qualified for the work because he got used to working according to his convenience, to whatever is comfortable for him, instead of applying a coercive force on himself. This is a great problem because by this he's also harming his entire spiritual path. All in all, these people are kept through the money of the Maaser, and the whole society, the whole world are expecting the best possible work, the maximal efficiency out of them, and also the fact that this happens within our dissemination, within our connection, within the center of our work, it affects everyone. And we all suffer, we are all stopped in our advancement because of that. It's not just some individual personal flaw that one has in his individual advancement. It's as we also study from the Arvut, that we are collecting money and giving people the opportunity to work, so that this would be part of our collective exertion, effort towards the purpose of creation, towards attainment. And it turns out that by that we're actually wasting our entire exertion without using it correctly. So this is a very severe phenomena, and we have to do something about this whole factory. I don't demand it just like that. We don't realize how much these things are necessary for our spiritual attainment, and by that we're failing everyone. Each one who is sending his money here, his dimes here, in order to keep that factory going, we're not pushing him forward. These things demand a strong scrutiny and criticism. Article 7, Palaces of Abba Ve'ima of Briya, the 5th Palace, Chesed. Item 115. The 5th Palace. A palace in which a spirit called Barak, lightning, illuminates, which radiates and illuminates to the lower ones. Radiates, meaning with the illumination of Chokhmah, that is called Zohar, radiance. And illuminates, meaning with the light of Chasadim. The spirit of lightning includes and opens and shuts, illuminates and sparkles to all sides. At the time that this spirit performs its zivug to illuminate its illumination, it includes all the lower ones who came up to it for man. And it opens for the illumination of Vak, the Gal, and it shuts for the illumination of Gal of Gal. Illuminates, meaning with direct light, and sparkles in returning light. To all sides, above and below, and to the four directions of the wind. From this sparkling, a single light illuminates and emerges in the color of crimson, including all the illuminating images, meaning lights of white and black, red and green, which are chub tum. They are included in one another, and the white is embroidered in the red, and the black in the green, and later the white in the black, and a single animal forms out of them that is embroidered from all the images. And mainly the green and red are included in it. And its image is like the face of a person that includes all forms. From this animal, four ledges emerge, which are large animals towards the ones down below. Meaning, even though these ledges are from the chazen below of each animal in the lower palaces, there are there, for this reason, only three ledges. Yet, in this palace, it is all gar, and the ledges are also from chazen above, and considered as large animals. Only Malchut herself is called a wheel, and they are two, because when this is visible, another one shines in it, and they are two. Every b'china from chazen below of the animal is the b'china of Malchut, therefore they are called ofanim, wheels, because ofan, wheel, is the name of Malchut. However, because Malchut rose and was mitigated in Bina, therefore Malchut is always considered two wheels. When Malchut is visible, Bina shines in it. Therefore it is considered two wheels, a wheel within a wheel. And Bina and Malchut became adhered with one another, and one entered the other, Malchut in Bina, and they became two wheels, right and left, in the place of Bina. And later on, the other entered one another. Bina entered and was included in Malchut, and they became two wheels, right and left, also in the place of Malchut. And now, four Rashim appeared to the four directions of the wind, because the right and left in the place of Bina are considered south and north, and the right and left in the place of Malchut are considered east and west. Indeed, all four are a single guf, Malchut, because they were all formed through the incorporation of Malchut in Bina. And these are the ones upon which it is written when the wheel would be inside of the wheel. And all these four sides are interconnected, like the four animals of this animal that are never separated, because the four shades that are embroidered in the animal, chubtum, from chazeh and above, are called upper animals. They grip, those grip in these, and they're extended to the four sides below the chazeh of the animal, by which the four sides are tied to one another and are never separated. It follows that when this animal travels, it travels to two sides, Bina and Malchut, which are the essence of the four sides. This spirit of lightning is included in two spirits. The spirit of lightning elicited one of the above-mentioned animals and all of these aforementioned lights. And another spirit extends from it and illuminates, which is called the blazing spirit. Two lights illuminate from the blazing spirit, which are four sides. And those lights invert in their image, and they are called the blaze of the revolving sword. These are the lights that invert and become the blaze of the sword. And these lights stand on the lights of the palace below here, which is called the palace of Zchut, merit, because the blaze of this sword stands on the 70 lights in Bet Din, in the courthouse, that are in the palace of merit. Explanation. Three palaces, the palace of merit and the palace of the lightning and the palace of the desire, are impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face. The palace of merit is vak of the panim, which is called impregnation and suckling. The palace of the lightning is vak of gar of panim. The palace of the desire is gar of panim. Abraham took the palace of the lightning. Isaac took the palace of the merit. Because while here there is the mochin of panim, therefore even the vak of gar, which need to illuminate in the palace of the lightning, that extend from Bina, that returns to Chochmah, which is Isaac, will not be able to illuminate permanently in this palace, rather only through the incorporation of the spirits, at the time of the incorporation. And not during the incorporation, only Abraham alone illuminates here. The right line, Chesed. And Yitzchak, Isaac, Bina, that returned to Chochmah, only illuminates in the palace of Zchut, of merit, in Vak without Gar. The 70 lights that are there corresponding to Zat, each one is included of 10, and they are 70. But the Gar cannot illuminate in the palace of merit. And here, in the palace of lightning, they remain in Gvurot and Dinim, without the light that belongs to them, because their light is Yitzchak, who is not here, but rather in the palace of merit. Those two spirits in the palace, impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face, and impregnation, suckling and mochin of the back, that are included in all the palaces, the upper spirit, impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face in the palace, and the lower spirit, impregnation, suckling and mochin of the posterior of the palace. It follows that the upper spirit, impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face that are received from the upper Abba Ve'ima is completely mitigated through Abraham, the light of Chesed that governs this palace. Because the mochin of the face are all the light of Chasadim called Avir Adachya, pure air. Whereas the lower spirit, impregnation and suckling are of the back that are received from Yeshut, in which the Yud emerges from the air, and the Bina returns to being Chochmah. This spirit that here is considered left, Isaac, has no mitigation from Abraham, who is all right, and has nothing of the left. Therefore, he remains in Dinim, judgments. Therefore, it is called the blazing spirit, who always blazes in the flame of the judgments. And this is the blaze of the revolving sword. because those lights in the blazing spirit, Gar of Yitzchak, who could not come to the Palace of Merit and remained in judgments in the Palace of Lightning, therefore it is considered that they stand on the Palace of Merit, meaning that they are their Gar. Therefore it is said that the blaze of this sword stands on the 70 lights in the courthouse who are in the Palace of Merit, because the 70 lights in the Palace of Merit are Zat, and each one is included of 10. And the lights of the blaze of the sword are their Gar, that completes them to 10. It follows from here that all the judges who make judgments, there is a sword hanging on their heads from above, because those 70 lights keep themselves in order to not draw anything from their lights in the blazing spirit that is here, as they are in the blaze of the sword full of judgments. Therefore, the blaze of the sword is considered as their guard to ensure that they would judge justly and not take more than their degree. The blaze of the sword, the lights on the left side, have elicited one other animal that stands on four wheels, who don't keep their existence, who cannot continue their illumination, rather they illuminate and shut down, because they are two to the right and two to the left. At one time the right governs them, and another time the left governs them. Therefore, during the domination of the left, they turn off, because this palace was taken by Abraham, the right. Therefore, those who deviate to the left have no one from which to receive their illumination, and they turn off. When the spirit of this animal enters those four who cannot keep their existence, meaning while the animal travels on its four wheels, two blazing sparks sparkle from them, and they emerge out of this palace and are inverted forever. These blazing sparks, that are sometimes female and sometimes male, sometimes spirits and sometimes holy judgments. Because when this animal was included with the first animal, who came out of the lights of the spirit of lightning, through the force of their incorporation in one another, one blazing spark that blazes forever emerged out of them, that never turns off, and this spark wanders and follows these two sparks. Explanation. Because the roots of these two sparks are the four who do not keep their existence and who do not continue in their illumination, because as they are drawn from the blaze of the revolving sword, their illumination is split into two to the right and two to the left. And when they illuminate from the two on the right, they exist. But once they start illuminating from the two in the left, they turn off. Therefore, the two sparks that emerge from them also deviate to the right and to the left and cannot keep their existence. Therefore, in order to correct them, this animal of the blaze of the sword coupled and was incorporated with the first upper animal that emerged from the spirit of the lightning. And then the four wheels of the lower animal, who cannot keep their existence, are incorporated and became one with the four wheels of the upper animal, who are like the upper animals of this animal, and are never separated. And a single spark was born out of them, who is also included of two, which are four, like the four wheels of the upper animal that is never turned off, like the four of the upper animal that are never separated. Indeed, it is still considered a blazing spark, since in it are also the four wheels of the lower animal. Those four wheels are the four forces of Malchut after it participated with Bina. Malchut and Bina in Bina, and Malchut and Bina in Malchut, which are male and female. Because the two in Bina are male, because Bina concludes with male. And the two in Malchut are female. And the illumination of the right is considered spirits, and the illumination of the left is considered judgments. It wanders and follows these two sparks. Since when the spark is corrected in a way that it never turns off, therefore it bestows and corrects the two sparks, however in a way that they are always inverted.
Other questions?
Asaf from Cholon asks, there is a deficiency and a desire, but I cannot bring myself to the prayer. What is lacking? What do I need to...
So what kind of a desire he has if he doesn't succeed? So it's not yet clarified. He needs to clarify it. What's the prayer? The prayer is the discovery of the deficiency, which I realize can only actualize when we are here demanding the force that corrects, when we awaken the force of correction. There's this general force in nature called the upper force, the creator, and it's the order, the hierarchy of the forces in nature. The force higher to us creates, guides, sustains, plans, orchestrates the whole of creation and us, and leads us through our evolution. It's called Creator. Why is it called Creator? Because I have to discover Him, and in terms of my purpose relating to that force, I have to discover Him in a way that I become like Him, based on the law of equivalence of form. So the goal and development of that force towards me is that I will come to the degree of the Creator. And that's why He is called Creator, Bore, from the words Bore, come and see. From His goal towards me and my goal towards Him. He influences me from above downwards constantly in order to raise me towards His degree from below upwards. That rise is called transformations, corrections of my nature that He makes. And that changes my thoughts, desires, everything from one moment to the next, so that I don't feel that I am what I was yesterday, every moment is a new creation. Now, I can speed up His work upon me, make it faster, and advance that way. And by accelerating His work, I understand His work. Otherwise, what does it mean that I accelerate it? If I express my willingness for those changes, then that force influences me more. Let's say there's a number of actions He has to do. He works on me in order for me to want, to understand, to feel, to be ready. So, to want means that I feel bad in my state, then I realize that feeling bad is not supposed to be towards myself, it's supposed to be towards appreciating the higher state as desired. And then I should be in the desired state, not because it'll make me feel better, but it's because it's upper, because it's the quality of bestowal that I respect, not because I want to advance for myself egoistically. After I examine all of the forms of relation that I have towards the upper state, and I'm ready for it, then it influences me. And by that, I shorten His work on me. It's like a kid who wants to study. let's say you have to have him get a certain grade. So you may invest half a year or 2 years, depending on whether he participates. So you don't need all kinds of extra actions if he does it himself. So there's a participation of both of them, partnership, me and him. That's what it's about. This is called hastening time. More? That's it? Yeah?
If it's possible to describe the Zohar as a center, as a force, as a generator, how does it spread to all of the soul?
We don't have anything else like the Zohar. 10 Kabbalists came and were a part of a group that of an integrality that was at the foundation of nature. Nature is round, and the group that came together by the upper force is such that it portrays to us that shared force that exists in nature. And then this group that attains the whole of reality, all the laws, all of that providence of our work from above downwards and from below upwards, now it builds within itself that system of forces on behalf of the creature. Meaning that this group has founded the entire system of correction. Before it, it didn't exist. Before it, Abraham and all of that, what happened in Egypt, the first temple, second temple, all of that was called the era of the forefathers. It was all from above downwards. There was no exile. Egypt is an exile that happens unknowingly. It's all as a root to everything else. It was all a preparation for some part called Israel, which are actually that group of Rabbi Shimon, and the nations of the world are those who are outside. And when the former breaks, they integrate with the rest of humanity. That's why we don't have any other composition like the Zohar. They expressed in all kinds of forms the structure of the inner system in spirituality, and that hierarchy of all their attainment of the 125 degrees, and the way they expressed it in their writing. It's all one system. It doesn't matter whether it's the writing, how I see it with my eyes in this appearance of how I exist, seem to exist as a body. There's no such thing, really. It's just forces that can now come together to give rise to an integral system that can be brought to perfection. So their composition isn't the composition of a book, but of a system, which by their work was established. And we want to relate ourselves to that system so that it influences us. I want to enter its force field. This is what we try to aim for as we read the Zohar. We don't have any other option to begin to connect to it other than looking through my beastly eyes at dead letters. But from that, I begin to develop with the group, with all kinds of things, I begin to develop a more internal attitude to permeate the system of forces into the system of forces, the force of bestowal, reception, the connection, aversion, and so on. Yes.
Many from Rishon asks, how should we correctly combine the Zohar within our workshops, as it is the strongest source of light?
We cannot yet do it. Let's hope we will be able. Let's hope. For now, we'll move on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson from Tess.